Turn to Matthew chapter 5 and verses 23 through 26. Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 through 26. We're talking about breaking down barriers and building bridges in families. Breaking down barriers and building bridges in families. If therefore you're presenting your offering at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your offering there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come present your offering. Jesus Christ said, solving breaches that have come in a relationship. If your brother hath aught against you. Now, it's not if you imagine something about a brother, but if your brother hath aught against you, there is a breach in the relationship. More important than worship is to go settle that breach. First, leave your gift at the altar, and first, go settle that offense. In Matthew chapter 18, in verse 19, Jesus said, when two or three people are about the business of settling offenses. There said you go alone and then you take a second person back to you, and if they still doesn't repent, you take it to church. And then he said, if two or three are about this business of settling offenses, settling breaches in relationships, there I am in the midst. Now that's not a picture of a prayer meeting where two or three are gathered together. That's been abused down through history, pulling that little verse out of context and saying that's a prayer meeting. No, or the simplest form of a local church. No. That whole chapter is dealing with solving offenses. The disciples had offenses and they were arguing when they came in to observe the Lord's table in the upper room. And Jesus said, when two or three people are about this business of settling breaches and offenses, there I will be in the midst of them. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. In God's sight, people who settle breaches are blessed in God's sight. God doesn't want families torn apart. Last week, we honored our veterans. Veterans, to me, first of all, are people in the Second World War. That's the first war that I remember. I was 11 years old when it began. I can never forget that time when I saw my brothers go off to war and my brother-in-law was killed and some other things happened. And I was about 15. I thought that war would never get over with. Now, when I went in the Korean War, it was different. We started off with air superiority. We had a lot of those things, advantages that we didn't have in the Second World War. And it didn't get quite as nasty. And I wasn't in the infantry. And so I don't think of that as, though I was in it 4 years, I don't think of that as being quite what the Second World War was. I remember when my brother was drafted for 52 weeks. 8 days later, Pearl Harbor came. Then that was all extended for the duration. And then my second brother left for service. And my sister, and my sister's married and had two brothers-in-law in. And then the neighbor's sons were all taken. And so many people went off to war. Patriotism was not in question in those days. Talking to one of our men about rationing. Gas rationing, you had little square stickers in the corner of your windshield, and if you had an A sticker or a B sticker, it meant you could get a few more gallons and some of those things. And the word would go around the farm community there. My brother was coming in on the weekend. A farmer would come up to him and say, here, take a couple of gallons from my coupons and so you can go get him. My boy can't come home, people would let you have enough gas so you could go somewhere to pick him up. And somebody else would come up and say, take some of our sugar coupons. We don't need those, and you need to bake some cakes for him. Go get some sugar. And patriotism was a very, very big thing in those days. Then I remember my brother-in-law was killed, and then my father came to town one day, and he got word that my brother was critically wounded and car was broken down, you couldn't get parts. And so he told a fellow coming to class late, tell Bill. And I remember when I got that word. And then we couldn't hear anything. And then another brother's ship was sunk, and he was missing for just a short period of time, and we couldn't hear anything for after that. Finally, the war was over. And all the joy when the separation was over, and the things that had happened in the war, and families torn apart, as those who were living came back together, and the families were together again. There are other wars that are equally painful and maybe more painful. And that's wars in families. Sometimes children are victims of those wars in families. The spouse may be a victim of a war in a family. Faith Baptist Church over the years has had a very special opportunity to see many of those breaches healed. Opportunities to see war after war in families settled. Sometimes they last a long time and the duration is a while, and you continue to work and you continue to work and people continue to work. But peacemakers in those homes are at work. Peacemaking is a very important thing in the eyes of Jesus Christ. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who try to settle the offenses. More important than worship is to go first and try to settle those offenses. And where two or three are together, gathered together about this business, there I'm in the midst of them. Once this spring, my plane was coming from Iowa back to Minneapolis, and I called a couple that we had known some years before, and he had come down for counseling. They were estranged, and they only saw each other through their lawyers. And that went on, and we had the privilege of seeing them get back together. They had a daughter that was having habits of anorexia, and she was in an institution. They spent over $110,000 of insurance money and over $10,000 of their money to no avail. But Daddy and Mom settled their breach, and they came back together, and she settled hers. And today, and since that time, she's been ministering to people in her church with those problems. And Dad and Mom over the years since that time have had a bridge builders ministry in their church, and he counsels in the daytime in that church, and they meet, I believe, every Thursday night with a large group of people who are going through the wars of the family. And so I had some time to lay over in Minneapolis, and I called them and said, would you meet me for supper? And they came out, and it was amazing. We did meet each other the way things happened, but we got together and just rejoiced again in God helping settle wars in a family. And we heard them talk about what's happening in their ministry. I remember back in our first pastorate, a man who said, I didn't draw a sober breath for 30 years. I'd be in an area when I couldn't get something to drink, and I'd get off work. And I remember traveling till 4 o'clock in the morning to find something else to drink, and then working all day the next day. He came to Jesus Christ, and he came to know Christ as Savior, and was reunited with his 82-year-old mother, and he lived with her till she died. And 27 years later, before he went to be the Lord, he was faithful to his Lord, because Jesus is about the business of healing problems and healing breaches in families for his glory. Now let's talk about this subject some this morning. Let's think about this and the subject of family reunions. Bridging gaps because barriers are broken down. And I want to call your attention first to the fact that restoring others is the natural result of being saved. Restoring others is the natural result of being saved. When a person is saved and comes to the realization that his own sin is gone, he never has to face the penalty of that sin. When a person is saved and he recognizes he's been saved by the mercies of God, by God's undeserved favor, and now I'm saved, the natural result of that is to want to see others restored. When people come to know that their sins are forgiven,